This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. The March 31st enrollment deadline is about 2 weeks away, and this is the big one. Get covered or start paying a penalty. To talk about this, we're joined by our healthcare correspondent, Dan Gorenstein. He's at WHYY in Philadelphia. Welcome back, Dan.
Hey, Lizzie.
The Affordable Care Act deadlines have moved around a fair amount. March 31st, the deadline to enroll in coverage, is that a hard, real deadline?
Hard like granite. Hard like the Washington Monument. Secretary of Health and Human Services Kathleen Sebelius said this is not moving at all. March 31st is a hard deadline. That's what she told congressional lawmakers earlier this week.
If someone enrolls, picks one of those plans from the exchange by the end of March, when are they covered by one of their plans?
It can be confusing. But look, here's the basic formula, Lizzie. If you enroll before the 15th of March, your coverage will start April 1st. That's kind of funny. If you enroll on the 16th or later, your coverage begins May 1st.
Okay. The administration has been making a big push to try to get people enrolled, including having the president go on the fake cable access show with comedian Zach Galifianakis called Between Two Ferns. Let's listen to a little bit of that.
Okay, let's get this out of the way. What did you come here to plug?
Well, first of all, I think it's fair to say that I wouldn't be with you here today if I didn't have something to plug. Have you heard of the Affordable Care Act?
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. That's the thing that doesn't work. Why would you get the guy that created the Zune to make your website?
Healthcare.gov works great now. And millions of Americans have already gotten health insurance plans. And what we want is for people to know that you can get affordable health care. And most young Americans right now, they're not covered. And the truth is that they can get coverage all for what it costs you to pay your cell phone bill.
Is this what they mean by drones?
A much-loved show on Funny or Die.
Yeah.
What we heard in there, Dan, was a really big plug for young people. What's going on behind that?
Well, first of all, like, that thing was hilarious. It's so hilarious that 11 million people, or at least it was viewed 11 million times on the web on Tuesday.
Which the White House loves to point out.
Yes, and 32,000 people went from that interview directly to healthcare.gov. Young people are really important. This sort of, the simple math is this. The more people you have in these risk pools that are young and healthy, the less expensive it is for insurers, and so the premium prices in 2015, next year, will go down. That's sort of the simple thinking. But I think what people kind of forget is that a healthy 52-year-old is better than a sick 28-year-old. And the other thing that people've got to realize and sort of like get their hands on is that even if you signed every healthy American up into one of these plans, premiums are going to go up next year. I mean, that's not a surprise. That's not a shock. Talk to somebody who's in the industry who's saying to me, expect 6 to 7% premium increases at a minimum, and it might be more depending on the state that you live in.
The administration set a goal for itself of having 6 million people enrolled in the Affordable Care Act. How hard a goal is that for them to hit?
So earlier this week, the administration came out and said as of March 1st, they were at 4.2 million people. The AP did something pretty fun this week. They did the math on this, and they said to hit that 6 million person enrollment figure, somebody's got to sign up every 1.4 seconds in the rest of March. That's 60,000 people a day. And to give you some kind of comparison, Lizzie, the daily averages in January and February were between 33 and 34,000.
I want to pivot. There was another part of the Affordable Care Act, which was expanding Medicaid to up to 140% of the poverty line. But some states are not actually part of that Medicaid expansion. So what do you do if you live in a state where that's not happening? What are the options available?
If you live in one of these states, Lizzie, that's not expanding Medicaid, Texas, Nebraska, Maine, they're about half of the states that aren't expanding right now, and you earn above the poverty level, which is about $12,000 for an individual, you can qualify for a subsidy that's going to help you buy a plan. So you can't enroll in Medicaid, which would effectively be free apart from some copays, some modest copays, but you can get a real generous subsidy from the government to help you pay for a plan. Now, whether you can afford that or not is the open question, but you are at least eligible. I was talking with Judy Solomon at the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities about this, and she said the people who get hurt most are the adults who earn below that poverty level. Many times these are people who are disabled or have a real difficult time holding down a job. Here's what she said to me.
You know, it's very sad to, you know, tell people that despite what they hear in the press and all the outreach, that they're left out because they don't earn enough.
At the end of the day, there are going to be people who live in states that are not expanding Medicaid who have no ability to access insurance this year.
Dan Gorenstein, our healthcare reporter, speaking to me from Philadelphia. Thank you so much, Dan.
Thanks, Lizzie.
We've got more info about the Affordable Care Act, including some user reviews from listeners like you. That's at marketplacemoney.org.